Blog Talk Radio.
Ah, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Good morning and welcome to nparadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio. And we are here with another spectacular surprise ceremony service. Glory be to God with our Chief International Ambassador. My name is Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen, and we are here to give you instructions. Community line is now pressed to number 6 and the star key. You will hear the appropriate announcement that says you're now muted or unmuted. If you have a question, press star 6 and the number 1, and the host will be with you immediately. A few things you want to avoid. Avoid coughing into your phone, clearing your throat, or clearing your sinus. No sleeping or snoring. You want to respect this line as one who attends a local church service or as one is in the presence of dignity. Please be sure you do not use your speakerphone mode while participating. Please be sure you do not open two phone lines close by each other, such as your cell phones, computer phones, Skype, message jacks, etc. Please be sure you do not leave your loved ones alone in the room with the phone. Holding private conversations with certainly will become public knowledge. Everyone is invited to be a participant. And as you participate, bear in mind the basic core always apply. That is, always identify yourself. Give your name, area code, and city you're calling from. And remember, you have a maximum of 2 minutes to participate. This is the miracle line. Glory to God. So get ready for your miracle as well as your victory. Victory like you've never seen in 2016. And we do welcome all of our guests from all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners and more than 195 countries? To God be the glory. For those of you who are joining us, remember, all you have to do is follow the instructions on the device that you've logged on with, and you'll be able to participate as well. And again, welcome to the First Fruit International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention broadcast. And now, the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this, the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, Pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruit International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention. The man whom God has given a brand new spiritual awakening where there's a shift in Christianity and people are coming together from all over the world simply to give God thanks. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen. We are so grateful to be alive this morning. Amen. I'm looking at the board here, and so many people are joining us even right now. I think it might be necessary to let's give those instructions again. We got so many people, and people are not accustomed to what you have been saying for this prayer line. And any little movement, you know, is picked up and amplified greatly. So I'm going to actually give those instructions again. Then I'll come back, and after you give the instructions, I'm going to ask you to also give the station identification. Let me come back before you give that also. But several people have joined us. Several people have joined us here since the 6 o'clock hour. But it's around 6 right now. And if you would just go over those instructions once again, please. Everybody on the front line with the list.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'll be more than glad to, sir. Here are the instructions. To mute your line, you must press the number 6 and the star key. You will hear the appropriate announcement that says you're now muted or unmuted. If you have a question, press star 6 and the number 1, and the host will be with you immediately. For those of you that may hear music on your line or the announcer say this line is now muted, evidently, there's something going on with your connection that needs to be corrected. And all you have to do is just simply dial out and redial back in to the conference. We ask everyone to please do not use your speakerphone mode while participating in the live conference. Please be sure you do not open two phone lines close by each other, such as your cell phones, computer phones, Skype, Magic Jacks, etc. Please be sure you do not leave your loved ones alone in the room or even yourself holding private conversations, which certainly will become public knowledge. Everyone is invited to be a participant. And as you participate, bear in mind the basic core always apply. That is, always identify yourself. Give your name, area code, and city you're calling from. And remember, you have a maximum of 2 minutes to participate. This is the Miracle Victory Line. So get ready for your miracles. Miracles and victory like you've never seen in 2016. God bless you all, and thanks so much for receiving the instructions. To you, T.
Thank you so much this morning. Amen. I just want to ask you all to abide by those rules. If you need help in doing so, we will have to maybe meet your line this morning. But we love you. Amen. You heard Pastor Dr. Julie Hagan. God bless all of you. Let's have a word of prayer. I'm going to ask Brother Digby, are you there?
Yes, I am.
God bless you. Tell us where you're from, because you have to understand we have a lot of listeners on the line. And tell us where you're from. And would you give us a word of prayer this morning?
I'm Dr. Digby, area code 708, Richardson Park, Illinois, Ambassador-elect Mother Digby. And I'll go with the prayer. Gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for this day. Thank you for waking us up. Thanking you for being clothed in our right mind. Thank you for this amazing, for this prayer line. Thank you for your many, many blessings, how you make ways, open doors, how you heal us so many times. God, I thank you. None like you today, Lord. All power is in your hand. Thank you for this line, and thank you for this time. In Jesus' name, thank the Lord. Amen.
God bless you, Brother Digby. Beautiful, beautiful. I'm just excited about God and what he's been doing. And I think this morning, let's just do like we normally do. I want to just see how many of y'all are awake. This is pretty early in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning. But I tell you, God is awake. He's awake. He never sleeps nor slumbers. He's always here. So I want to speak to you. Good morning, everybody on the front line. Are y'all awake? Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Let's take time. Do you believe God is real? I do.
Yes.
I believe he's more real than anybody on this line. If you believe he's real, why don't you speak to him who's in your room right now? Lord, good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
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 Good
morning.
Thank you so much. There's a scripture that says in Psalms 105, verses 1 and 2, it says that the people are to make known his deeds before the men and women or whatever, before people. And then it says that we are to talk about his deeds. Amen. And God has done so many deeds. Let me tell you how you can make his deeds and make known that he is real. He inhabits the praises of his people. And I want to challenge you this morning to open your mouth that he created. He gave you a mouth that you might give him glory. But let's take a moment here, a whole minute maybe, and just give God praise on this prayer line. It's so befitting to praise him in all situations and all times. So when I say praise check, open your mouth and just give him praise on the line, and we'll just enjoy it together. Amen. Praise check, everybody. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is a wonderful time.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. And thank you so very much. Praise the Lord. I tell you. I want to do that because I know that he inhabits the praises of his people, according to Psalms, I believe, 22 and 3. He inhabits the praises of his people. And we do that because we want God in everything that we do. I want to thank all of you on the prayer line this morning. We come to you Monday through Friday at this time. And I realize that there are people who are on the line from all over the world. Ambassador Hagen, can you give us a station identification? Tell us where we're coming from and everything like that. Thank you so much.
Oh, yes. God bless you. We do honor the presence of the Lord today. This presence here, we do honor, amen, our Chief International Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson. We thank God, amen, for Ambassador Lady Betty, First Lady of this ministry. We thank God, amen, for Mother Adelaide Johnson, Ambassador in her own right, Mother to the Nations. Thank God for what he's doing for her. We thank God for all the ambassadors-elect, to everyone who's listening. Thank God for my beloved husband, as well as Pastor, Dr. Ambassador, Dr. Bishop Hagen. Thank God for everyone, each and every one of you. Yes, we're broadcasting here, and we're live at NPA Radio on the Blog Talk Radio, nparadio.com. We can be heard simply by calling into the live studio, and that number is 347-934-0207. And we're being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries, and to God be the glory. We're being heard in countries like Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Brazil, China, Europe, Mexico, U.S. Virgin Isles, you name it, all 50 states, Canada, oh, my God, literally all over the world, and to God be the glory. I want to thank God for our Chief International Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson, who's doing an excellent job in getting this message all over the world. God bless you, sir, and keep on doing the excellent job that you're doing. God bless you. Back to you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Hagen, and to all of you again on this prayer line. I'm going to ask you if you would, if you cannot, if you have movement behind you, would you press star 6 and mute your line? You'll still be able to hear us. But we won't be able to hear all the movement behind you. If you have to get up and do this or do that, we understand that. But just press star 6 so it will take away all the noise in your background. And then some of you may want to explore this and things like that. Fine, but press star 6, the star button, and then the number 6. And that will mute all the background noise. And that would be in your household. Amen. If you want to wash your face, we won't hear that. All those type of things. If you do it just obedience is better than sacrifice. Thank you so much. Star 6 will meet all of that. I want to just thank all of you for being here. There are a lot of people on the line here this morning. And God bless you. And I want to just call on our international Secretary in just a moment, Ambassador Dr. Eleanor Pfeiffer. Amen. But I just want to put this in perspective just for a moment. I was sitting at my desk, minding my own business, and all of a sudden, in my spirit realm, in my mind, the Lord spoke to me and said, "Son, I want you to honor Ambassador Lady Benny Johnson this morning. This is my day, my time." And God said, "I want you to honor her. And she has been living for all of us on this prayer line, doing wonderful things, always behind the scenes. And sometimes those are the most important people. Most of the time they are, because you never see them, never hear from them much, but they're always there." And the Holy Spirit spoke to me. I said, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, "I want you to honor this great soldier of the cross. So a very deserving person. And I want our international secretary, again, Dr. Eleanor Pfeiffer, Ambassador Dr. Eleanor Pfeiffer from Kentucky, amen, if she would come this morning and present this great woman of God to us, and I'll take it from there. God bless you. The line is in your hands.
Good morning, and God bless you, Chief Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson. Thank you so much for such an honor. Amen. I feel humbled myself to present this and to take time to honor such a deserving woman of God. And this morning, it has been such a joy for the First Fruit Prayer and Praise Worldwide Convention prayer line. And we just come to honor this morning such a deserving woman of God. Amen. Ambassador Betty Joyce Johnson. Praise God. We are presenting her this morning with an honorary degree, and we just want you just to be as happy as we are and as happy as we know that we can make her. We want to do that, and we just want to present this to her as a well-deserving candidate for a doctorate degree. And we're just thanking God. We are praising God for such a woman that is so willing to take time out to be on the prayer line, to pray, to listen, to help critique, to bring in new ideas, and to be there for us. And even on the youth prayer line, she's there. So we're thanking God because we know 2 Timothy 5:17 talks about giving honor. And it's not just to one person, it's giving honor. Whenever you do honor, you're giving honor to that person, not just honor from the natural honor, but we are giving that Christian honor as well, because we have that level of respect for Ambassador Betty Johnson. So this morning, she is the candidate for honorary doctorate degree, and we are just thanking God for her because we do honor you and we love you, Ambassador Betty Johnson. On your birthday, I do believe, on your birthday. So God bless you, and God bless you, Chief Ambassador, for such a wonderful idea. Back in your hands.
God bless you, Ambassador Dr. Pfeiffer. And let me just say to you this morning that God is so generous and kind and so compassionate. He's always thinking about people. And he's thinking about you. I keep reading in Romans 2:11, "But with God there is no respect of persons." And just like he honors this morning, this special deserving person, Lady Betty Joyce Johnson, he has you in mind too. And he never forgets about his children, and he loves you so very much. Lady Betty, I want to say that I want to thank God for you. And if you all could mute your line, if you have to cough and things like that, there are instructions that were given to you this morning. Please, in the name of Jesus, I pray. All right. I want to just say, Lady Betty, you've been just there all the time through the auspices of the Holy Ghost. He's led you, and he's been with you all the time, leading you and guiding you, and just doing so many wonderful things to you. We just praise God for you. I want to just say also that you have been a blessing to Amazing Grace. I'm sure some of them, when we open the line up, we want to express how you've been a wonderful First Lady, like Lady Betty Joyce Johnson as the First Lady. And even at your job, they esteem you so highly because you've been such a blessing to people all over the Metroplex. And they have so many testimonies of what you have done for them, of how you've been there for them. Amen. I want to read this Just for a moment, I couldn't have the secretary read it, but I want to personally read it this morning. Whereas Lady Betty Joyce Johnson, you have been a true example of Matthew 25 and 23, where God has said, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." God has been faithful over a few things, and I will make you ruler over many things. And whereas Lady Betty Joyce Johnson has been an example of compassion toward all those who have come her way, finding wonderful jobs for those who have no jobs, clothing those who have no clothing, and feeding those who are hungry, not only at Christmas time or Thanksgiving, but little small things for feeding that she has done on her job. And whereas Lady Betty Joyce Johnson has won lost souls to Christ through her kindness, through being kind, Jeremiah 31 and 3 says, "With loving kindness have I drawn thee." And Jeremiah 32 and 18 says, "Thou hast shown loving kindness to thousands." And whereas you have shown steadfastness, to be a steady person, which is the attribute of God Himself, steadfastness. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord that you have done. You're one of the persons of the prayer line who was one of the founders, and you are now, as the founder of this prayer line we're on now, that has gone from three people, you being one of the founders, and has gone from three people to over 100 million listeners, those stats given by the blog line. And you were there then in the beginning, and you are here now. Steadfastness for 8 years, every day on this prayer line. And even more steadfastness has been shown to me. Because you have been there for me, married to me for over 45 years. And that has been no easy task. So thank God for you, for your steadfastness. So many other things that people could say about you, and then I could say. But we want to just salute you this morning on your birthday. And as the dean of the Midwest School of Theology for Amazing Grace, I talked with the president the other day and said the papers are in order. And we want to honor you. And as the chief ambassador of this convention, the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, we seek to honor you this morning as a true and faithful servant of the Lord. I bless you. Well, the Spirit spoke to my heart and said, since the convention has the right to give out honorary doctorate degrees, we want to honor you this morning. We don't do this often. Very rare occasions we do this. But the Holy Spirit has given us permission to do that this morning. And we want to honor you, Lady Betty, with a honorary doctorate degree in humanities. But you're certainly concerned about humanity. And you have done so many things to help people across this area, and not only there, but all across the world. We certainly honor you this morning. I want to pray for you right now and ask the Lord to bless you. Heavenly Father, In the name of Jesus, we come to you. Thank you because you never sleep nor slumber. We're asking you in the name of Jesus, Lord. Look on Lady Betty, and I ask that you grant everything she has asked of thee. Grant her heart's desires in the name of Jesus. Pick her up. Give her joy in her soul, peace in her mind, love, even more love in her heart. Thank you for her kindness, her generosity, her compassion toward people, and love toward people. God, thank you for how you brought her this far. Only one that you created and I found like this, and so generous and kind and wonderful. I pray that you would just bless her from this day forward and help her to have her latter days be even greater than the days that have been before her. Bountifully help her. Bountifully help her. Bountifully help her. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you would touch her body and completely heal her body, Lord. And if any enemy of affliction to try to touch her, I pray that you let the blood of Jesus in the spirit realm get on her body, and every time the enemy will try to afflict her, let them get the blood of Jesus on their hands so it would not dare to touch the body and afflict her. I pray also, Lord, that any tongue that will try to rise up against her in judgment, let the blood of Jesus get on that tongue, make him bow down and worship you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you remember her, Lord, in every kind of way to be a blessing to her. And we just love you and we thank you for what you're going to do. We say this and ask these things in the name of Jesus through faith, believing that if we have the faith as a grain of a mustard seed, we can speak to a mountain. And Lord, even the mountain would move. We ask these things in the name of Jesus, knowing that in John 14:13, you said, ask anything in your name, and you would do it, that the Father would be glorified. And then you said it again, John 14:14, ask anything in my name, and I will do it. And so, Lord, we have the confidence in knowing that everything we ask will be done in Jesus' name. Bless, bless, bless. Bless, 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 bless. Take her up, 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 up. In Jesus' mighty name. And thank you for it, Lord. Amen and amen. Before we pronounce this over her, I just want to get a few words of encouragement for her from some of our ambassadors, ambassadors-elect. And even after we grant this honorary degree, I want to open the line up to her friends and loved ones and relatives and other ambassadors. If you can do that. And I'm going to ask Ambassador Stern, are you there? If you are, I'd like for you to have words this time, and then you'll pray for us at the end. Are you there, Ambassador Stern? Yeah. All right. Ambassador Stith, are you there?
And yes, sir. I am present.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Take a couple minutes and like to
yes, sir. I will. Ambassador Johnson, God bless you, woman of God. I was in prayer about you this week, and the word the Lord had given to me, and I'm just going to say this to you if you allow me to call you at this moment, because that's what I've been calling you for the last 3 days in prayer, and that was Lady Grace. Glory to God. Because you carry grace. There is favor. There is a presence when you walk in the room. The first day I met you, and then the last day that our eyes connected, your presence, your grace, your awe, your obedience to Christ, your commitment to your husband and the family and the ministry is phenomenal. And I'm telling you, woman of God, you're standing. And I tell you, everything that you touch, God will continually bless you. And I love you so much, and I will continue to carry you in my prayers. And I saw this in the spiritual realm. I saw angels all around you. The season is definitely shifting and changing in your life. And everything that has tried to come against you by way of mouth or darts or arrows, it's over. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're reaping all the benefits. You're going to walk into that season, and I want you to know, continue to be strong, brave, courageous, humble as you are, because you are victorious. And I just salute you, Lady Grace. God bless you.
Oh, so beautiful. Thank you so much. Ambassador Lady Betty, you want to have a word? Any of these persons who are saying these encouraging words, feel free to just come right in if you'd like to. I'm going to ask Ambassador Gina Hodges, are you there?
And I'm
so,
Chief Ambassador, Ambassador
yes.
Stern, I am here. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm here. I hate to cut in, but as I was getting ready to answer you, the enemy let me hit the wrong button, and I hit the button, taking off the mute. I say, I've been waiting for this all week. Amen. Praise the Lord. Is it okay if I give my exhortation?
Yes,
now?
Ma'am.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Lord, praise the Lord to all of the people of God. Amen. Praise the Lord to our own Chief Ambassador, Bernard Johnson. And I must say, there is no one like our Chief. I honor him on this morning, and all of the beautiful people, all of our visitors. Amen. Friends everywhere. Amen. That's just my protocol, but I'm just so excited about what God is doing on our First Fruit prayer line. Amen. And I'm very excited this morning. I've been excited before she heard the news. Amen. Ambassador Lady Betty. Amen. Joyce Johnson. Amen. I do honor you. Amen. In the presence of the Lord this morning, I don't know anyone so deserving of this great accolade than you are today. And may I also say, I want to say happy birthday to you as well. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I do agree with our Chief Ambassador. She is a woman of few words, but I do know as I've lived that it's not all the words that you say. Action is more important, amen, than words. Be a doer of the word, amen, and not just a hearer only. Congratulations to you, woman of God, amen. Amen. And the Spirit of the Lord, it is your time and it is your season. And there's nothing to do about it when the call of God and the favor of God is on your life. You too have been an inspiration to me in my life. Oftentimes, always send the exhortation to me at the right time. Thank God for you hearing the Holy Spirit and being obedient unto the Spirit. May you continuously walk in the honor and the grace that God has put you in. Nobody can wear those shoes but you. Amen. First Lady, a doctorate degree today, your birthday. Amen. And I know there are so many hats you wear that we see, and so many you wear that we don't see. But from my heart to your heart, all the way from North Chicago, Illinois, amen, I salute you and congratulate you this morning on your honorary doctorate degree, amen, and also to say happy birthday to you. I'm a woman of many words, but I know others want to speak, but I did want to get mine in. The devil is busy, and I meant to hit the off and hit the off, and praise the Lord, but I'm on, and I'm on every day. As often as I can be on, I'm right here, and I'm here for you, and I'm here for Chief Ambassador Bernard Johnson. Again, God bless you, and congratulations to you. Amen. My First Lady on the First Fruit prayer line. Amen. God bless.
God bless you. That's Dr. Ambassador Stern from North Chicago. Amen. And I want to go here to Ambassador Gina Hodges. If you're on the line, this time is yours. Are you there?
Good morning, and thank you so much, Chief Ambassador. and to my First Lady, not only a First Group Prayer Line First Lady, but the First Lady of the best church in the world, Amazing Grace International. I am honored to have the opportunity to speak, to say congratulations as well as happy birthday to Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson. Such a wonderful woman of God with such a quiet spirit. Not only is she my First Lady, but she's a prayer warrior. She's a caring person. She's a giving person. And most of all, she's a friendly person. She's my friend. Ever since the day I set foot in the state, in the Midwest, she's been here for me, and even before I arrived. I thank God for the encouraging text that she will send out every now and then. And sometimes I just feel like picking up the phone, just calling her, just chatting. And I thank God for, you all may not know it, but she has a great sense of humor. And sometimes we'll be at the church, and it'll just be the two of us if there's something to be done. And we just have those woman-to-woman conversations, or I can just call her and say, you know what, I want to ask you a question. And we will take it from there. Lady Betty, to someone who is so deserving, I am so godly proud of you. Wish you the happiest birthday. And I know you're probably sitting there now with tears flowing because you don't like to be put out front. But today is your day to be put out front. Congratulations on this highly earned degree. God bless you.
Congratulations, Betty Johnson. This is your sister, Georgette, and happy birthday.
Good morning. This is Ambassador-elect Charlotte Gray. Ambassador Johnson, I hope you can, Ambassador Johnson, if I can just say to Lady Betty, I hope you can receive my kiss through the phone, young lady. Love you, love you, love you. Happy birthday.
Amen. Praise God. This is Ambassador-elect Johnson in Texas. I do honor the honoree on this morning for being the lady of this international line. Lady Ambassador Betty Johnson, I have not had the pleasure of meeting you personally, but I do hear your quiet, anointed spirit over the line, and I praise God for you. I just thank God for sticking in there with the ambassador, chief ambassador that we have. I know it's a great job to be a woman that sticks with the man, and I heard him say 45 years. Well, I take my hat off to you. Happy birthday to you. Congratulations to you. And may the blessings of the Lord continue upon you and in you, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you so much. Listen, I want to go back to her sister, Lady Georgette Andrews. I mean, we played it some time. Will you take a little while here, maybe 1 or 2 minutes, and salute Lady Betty, if you would.
Yes. I want to thank God for my oldest sister that has been the matriarch of our family since my mom went to be with the Lord. And just this is a well-deserved honor. And just so happy to be in your family and in your life. I think you have been there for me on numerous occasions. And we just thank you, we lift you, and we exalt you on today for your day. This is such indeed a long time coming honor. You deserved this many years ago, and I just thank God that he saw fit to give this honor to you and to give you your flowers while you're here, while you're living, and while you can hear them. I can't say it enough. I thank God for you. We love you so much. We honor you on this day. And just thanking God for many, many more years to come. Many more years to come.
Wonderful, wonderful. I noticed that you were so careful to just say that she was your oldest sister. I think she's going to get you back. All right. God bless you. The Holy Spirit said, take about 5 or 10 more minutes, and give people, there are other people who would love to be on the line, who perhaps, I should forgive me for sending out the text so late. But if you'd like to text people, I'm going to salute Lady Betty Joyce Johnson with this wonderful song that God gave me. And I want her to receive this, amen, in the name of the Lord Jesus. And you all, if you like to, can take this time to call your brother, call your sister, call your uncle, call your niece, call your friends that you know are friends of Lady Betty and get them on this prayer line, because I haven't conferred upon her the degree yet, but she will be receiving this honorary doctorate degree in humanities in just a few minutes. And if you'd like for them to witness it, then try to get them on the line while this song goes forth in the name of Jesus. Thank God for you and you and you. This is the time.
Dr. Vanor.
Yes.
Dr. Vanor, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to Roxanne Byers. I received a text last night. And I want to give accolades to First Lady Betty Johnson. So much deserving. This is the first time I've been on the call. But I appreciate her and her quiet spirit, her sweet spirit, nurturing spirit. I've watched her in action, very nurturing and love-filled woman. Betty, just want you to know that you're living in the year of your overflow. All the things that you sowed and you reaped in prior years that were stored up, you're living in overflow. You don't have to reap and sow this year. It's just going to come to you. Your blessings are just going to come to you. They're just overflow. And I want you to walk therein. Thank you for being there for Dr. Bernard and for Mother Johnson, which is in my heart. Love you much and pray that God continues to bless you. For the blessing of the Lord to make it rich, and he's added no sorrow with it. So I love you. Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. My God, that's beautiful.
Honored by our natural ambassador to each of the ambassadors of the phone this morning. I just want to say praises unto the Lord for such a great, wonderful, kind, sweet, loving woman. She has not shown anything to us but the love and kindness. And to her mother-in-law, which is her mother, everything that she could do, I watched her over the years that I have known her. She really gives her time to Mother Johnson. Hallelujah! Up on Saturday morning, fixing breakfast and fixing and doing this. And I tell you, she'll knock the sisters and the brothers out of the way because she's there. And I God bless you, Ambassador, Naturally Ambassador Johnson, for having such a wonderful, wonderful, loving and kind First Lady. This is Dr. Lacey in Waukegan. God bless you, and you have a wonderful day. Happy birthday, Sister Betty.
God bless you, Dr. Lacey, Ambassador Dr. Lacey. God bless you. Amen. All right, good morning to you.
Good morning, this is Sister Abernathy with Amazing Grace, and I just want to say good morning to my wonderful, awesome pastor and the best First Lady in Kansas City. I am so excited for her, and I want to wish her a happy, 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 happy birthday, and I love you both, and First Lady, I am so, so happy and excited for you on your honorary doctorate. I love you all. God bless everyone on the First Group prayer line this morning. May the Lord bless you on your day and journey out this weekend. And I am just so excited because God is doing some wonderful things at Amazing Grace. Victory, victory, victory is ours in 2016. I believe that for all of us. And I just want to say again to my First Lady, God bless you.
I love you, and I'm so excited for you. And you have a wonderful, blessed day and a great weekend.
Thank you, Betty. It's all right for you to comment if you want to. Amen. Amen.